headquarters are now from National League Field in Boston, where the fourth All-Star game of history will begin in about 15 minutes. For the past hour or so, the great stars of the baseball world have been performing to the delight of the thousands of fans who have jammed the Beehive to witness today's clash between the electric stars of the National and the American League. Boston has taken on a World Series atmosphere with cheering fans greeting their baseball favorites from all over the country with a frenzy that's characteristic of this good old baseball-loving city. Not since the World Series of 1914 at this field, now called National League Field, but still called Braves Field by the dyed-in-the-wool fans, well, not since then has this diamond been so covered with big names in baseball. Early this morning, the fans began to arrive, and with a day that couldn't be any better, the All-Star game will make another historical chapter in the series. The proceeds, as you know, are for needy ball players, and a good sum will be realized for these men who contributed to the game in other and better days. This afternoon, the fields, the bleachers are still vacant in a good many sections, so that there's still a chance for a good many fans to come out here and get seats for the game. The grandstand, of course, which has been reserved, will be filled to capacity by game time, but there are still plenty of seats out there in the bleachers, many vacant spots being noticed by those of us who are in the booth here atop the grandstand. And this attendance now, which I think would approximate about 28 or 30,000, you think that's a fair estimate, Fred? 28 or 30,000, compared this way with the attendance of the previous All-Star game. For instance, in Chicago in 1933, where the idea of the game, by the way, was originated by Art Ward, the attendance was close to 50,000. In New York in 1934, there were nearly 49,000 fans. And in Cleveland last year, almost 70,000 fans watched the leading players of both leagues. So far, the stars of the American League have won all the star games. And here's the story. The results of the past All-Star battles in 1933 at Comiskey Park in Chicago, the American League has won by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. The National All-Stars, 2 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. At that time, Hallahan, Warnocke, and Hubble, and Wilson, and Hartnett, and Gomez, Crowder, Grove, and Rick Pearl were on the mound and catching respect. In 1934, at the Polo Grounds in New York, the American League has again won by a score of 9-7. 9 runs, 14 hits, and 1 error. The National League has 7 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. And the batteries, Hubble, Warnocke, Mungo, Izzy Dean, Frank House, and Hartnett, and Lopez, Gomez, Ruffing, Harder, Dickey, and Cochran. In 1935, at the Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, the American League has again won, this time by a score of 4-1, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The National League has 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error. Walker, Schumacher, Derringer, Izzy Dean, and Wilson, and Hartnett, Gomez, Harder, and Hensley were the best. And there are plenty of the fans are out here today hoping for a National League win, advancing the idea that Charlie Grimm will make it a ball game with plenty of fight in it rather than a parade of stars before the fans. They expect to see the National League avoid the fourth defeat in this All-Star Series. Joe McCarty, the American League manager, substituting for Mickey Cochran, is said to be inclined to the feeling that the game should be considered an exhibition game and that plenty of substitutions should be made in order to give the fans a chance to see their favorite. More than 2 million fans have made the selections of the players, and each manager has added to the results of the polls his own selection of additional players. And here is the squad as it is out here at National League Field today for the American League. In the outfield, Joe DiMaggio, New York. Earl April, Cleveland. Bruce Dawson of Detroit. George Selkirk, New York. Ray Radcliffe of Chicago. Ben Chapman of Washington. Infielders, Charlie Gehringer of Detroit, Luke Appling, Chicago, Frank Cassetti of New York, Lou Gehrig of New York, Jimmy Fox of Boston, Boston Red Sox, and Frankie Higgins of Philadelphia. Pitchers, Lefty Grove of Boston, Vernon Kennedy of Chicago, Mel Harder of Cleveland, Vernon Gomez of New York, Marty Pearson of New York, and Schoolboy Roy of Detroit. Catchers, Rick Pearl of the Red Sox, Bill Dickey of the Yankees, and Riley Hemsley of St. Louis. Manager, as I've told you, will be Joe McCarty, who's substituting for Mickey Cochran. And Joe Cronin, the Red Sox manager, will be a coach along with Arthur Fletcher of New York with a trainer for the American League squad, Doc Peter of New York. Now, here's the National League squad as it will fit in the dugout. Outfielders, Joe Medrick, St. Louis, Mel Ott, New York, Wally Berger of Boston, Augie Galland of Chicago, Frank Summery of Chicago, Joe Moore of New York. The infielders will be Bill Herman of Chicago, Aki Vaughn, Pittsburgh, Jimmy Collins, St. Louis, Leo DeRocha of St. Louis, Lou Riggs of Cincinnati, Gus Brewer of Pittsburgh, Hugh Martin of St. Louis, and Arthur Whitney of Connie Mack's team. The pitchers will be Dizzy Dean of St. Louis, Kyle Hubble, New York, Kirk Davis of Chicago, Van Mungo of Brooklyn, Lon Warnocke of Chicago. And the catchers will be Gabby Houghton of Chicago and Ernie Lombardi of Cincinnati. Charlie Grimm will manage the National League squad, and the coaches will be Bill McKechnie of the Boston Bees and Jimmy Wilson of Philadelphia. Trainer is Andy Lockshore of Chicago, and the umpires for today's game will be Bill Stewart, John R. Reardon, William Summers, and Louis Cole. And Fred Hoy, when he gives you the play-by-play description, we'll give you the starting lineup as it is announced for the beginning of the game this afternoon. There goes the cheer from the crowd and the applause as that comedy man of baseball, Al Jack, comes out to a square ring, which has been fighting ring, which has been just put up just on the third baseline. And Al, with his characteristic long-tailed coat and with his underdraws, and that's what he's wearing today, showing with his socks rolled down, has gone into his old gag with a few of his trainers and his seconds down there, and that's pantomime dice game. And as he rolls the dice and calls for the luck of the corner, which he gets, he loses and, of course, goes through the characteristic motions of the man who has lost what he wants to win. And now he has taken his long-tailed coat off, and he has a pair of purple tights and a jersey that is half white and half black. He's made up to resemble a colored boxer, and I don't know whether he's going through a pantomime or whether he's going to have an opponent. I guess it's going to be a little shadow boxing. He steps out to receive the applause of the crowd. His seconds take him over to the corner, one corner and then the other, so that Al Jack is going to play both corners. And now there is the referee as he raises his hand, and Al Jack salams to him, and I think that this will be a shadow boxing exhibition on the part of Al Jack. While Al is going through that pantomime down there, let me give you the batting averages of the outfielders in the American League squad. DiMaggio of New York, 358. Averill of Cleveland, 348. Selkirk of New York, 318. Radcliffe of Chicago, 375. Chapman of Washington, 285. And Gosman of Detroit, 321. And boy, those sure are star batting averages. The catchers are Dickey of New York, 362. Hemsley of St. Louis, 298. And Rick Farrell of Boston, 280. All of this cheering and laughter which you hear from the background from the fans here for Al Jack, who has just knocked himself down as he is doing the shadow boxing. There's the count on the part of the referee. He gets up at the count of four, and as he gets up, he gets his own glove in the way, knocks himself out again, and the water boy and all of his seconds rush in to see if they can revive Mr. Jack. Again, to the batting averages of the American League and the infielders, Gehringer of Detroit, 356, Appling of Chicago, 370, Gehrig of New York, 399, Jimmy Fox of Boston, 331, Higgins of Philadelphia, 285, and Cassetti of New York, 319. That laughter from the fans came as Al Jack went to his corner and supposedly knocked out, and instead of him being revived, he started to revive his trainer, who assumed his place on the stool in the corner. Jack is now dizzying himself around down there as he is made up in black face, as I have told you. Half of his face is black and the other half has not had any makeup on it. And he is going through now a slow motion gag of his, which has always been particularly popular with the fans. The referee is also going through the slow motion, and with a slow motion smack to his chin, he is going through all of the all of the different punches that you see when you see a prize fight. He's right down in slow motion, and I think you get a little applause for this gesture as he knocks himself out in slow motion and idly relaxes and responds. There's a big butt of water right in his face, which takes his makeup off, and the fans are being treated to a lot of fun here before the ball game starts this afternoon. See if we can pick up the applause from out there for Al Jack. Thank you very much, John. The seconds are taking down the ring from the third baseline, and Jack now is posing for the various photographers after he has given his comedy sketch to the fans who are here at the National League Field. There are still plenty of seats in the bleachers of Lexington Field, so that those who live around the territory where the game is being played, if they get out here, I think we'll have a chance to get some seats this afternoon. Don't you think so, Fred? It'll be a great game to come out and watch, and it's a wonderful day for a ball game. Let me give you now the records of the pitchers in the American League All-Star squad. Lefty Glover of Boston, 110 and lost 3. Gomez of New York, 17 and lost 3. Monty Pearson of New York, 111 and lost 3. Schoolboy Rowe of Detroit, 17 and lost 4. Kennedy of Chicago, 19 and lost 4. Del Harder of Cleveland, 110 and lost 6. There's the averages for the American League squad. Now let's look over at the National League statistics. The outfielders, we have Medwick of St. Louis, 329. Art of New York, 321. Berger of Boston, 268. Demery of Chicago, 328. Moore of New York, 307. And Augie Galan of Chicago, 284. There are two catches on the National League squad. Hartnett of Chicago and Lombardi of Cincinnati. Hartnett with 308 average and Lombardi with 314. And the infield averages of the members of the squad. Thurman of Chicago, 316. Vaughn of Pittsburgh, 292. Sewer of Pittsburgh, 349. Collins of St. Louis, 329. Chewy Martin of St. Louis, 349. Mickey Whitney of Philadelphia, 277. Leo DeRosa of St. Louis, 301. And Riggs of Cincinnati, 251. And here is the average of the pitchers of the National League squad. Izzy Dean of St. Louis, 114 and lost 4. That's against Betsy Groves, winning of 10 and losing of 3 games. Hubble of New York, 10 and 5. Mungo of Brooklyn, 8, 1-8 and lost 10. Warnicke of Chicago, 1-8 and lost 4. And Davis of Chicago, an even up with 7 and 7. And Fred has a note for me, which I'd like you to put in, Fred. Will you do the right of the microphone
there? Groves won 11 and lost 3. He won Sunday's game.
Okay, I should have told you, fans, that these statistics that I'm giving to you come up to the holiday games. And Fred, of course, who is broadcasting the games every day here, always has the last-minute statistics so that that gives Lefty another win. That was the 1-0 shutout, wasn't it, Fred, over the Athletics. And now the umpires of the day, Bill Stewart and Johnny Redden and Bill Summers and Louis Cole are down around home plate. And I think just in a few minutes they'll be discussing the ground rules with the Board of Strategy of the American League as well as of the National League squad. Yes? I think there's Joe Cronin down there of the Red Sox and Arthur Fletcher of New York and Joe McCarthy, the American League Board of Strategy, and conferring with them, Charlie Grimm and the others who are managing along with him, Bill McKechnie of the D's and Jimmy Wilson of Philadelphia. There are the batteries that you're doing announced now, and I'm going to ask Fred if he'll give you the starting lineup of the All-Star game. You are, Fred.
All right, well, I understand you. Hello, everybody. This is Fred Hoyer speaking. We're about to broadcast the All-Star game from the American League team. Here's the American League batting order. Batter number one is Luke Appling, the shortstop from the White Sox. Batter number two is Charlie Gehringer, the second baseman from Detroit. Batter number three is Joe DiMaggio, playing right field from the New York Yankees. Batter number four is Lou Gehrig, first baseman from the New York Yankees. In center field, batting number five is Earl Averill, center fielder from Cleveland. Then comes Rick Farrell, the catcher from the Red Sox. Left field, Rip Radcliffe from the White Sox. And Frank Pinky Higgins, third baseman. Then comes Lefty Grove, the pitcher. And in the National League, batter number one is Augie Galan from the Chicago Cubs, center fielder. Batter number two is Billy Hammond, second baseman from the Chicago Cubs. Batter number three is Rip Collins, first baseman from the Cardinals. In left field is Joe Medwick from the Cardinals. In right field, Frank Demery from the Chicago Cubs. Catcher, Gabby Hartnett from the Chicago Cubs. Third baseman, Pinky Whitney from the Phillies. At shortstop, Leo DeRosa from the St. Louis Cardinals. And pitcher, Dizzy Dean on the card. Lefty Grove pitching for the American League team has won 11 games, lost 3. Dizzy Dean pitching for the National League team has won 14 and lost 4. The umpires are now in a huddle down there with the coaches and captains over the ground rules here. Since they've changed this field around here, they've moved it 15 feet to the left here, nearer the grandstand. They have to have a very long discussion before every series on the new ground rules. The umpire to play will be Dean Braden, and we don't know just how those other umpires are going to work. The other umpires are Bill Summers, Bill Stewart, and Louis Cole. And three of those umpires come from Massachusetts. Bill Stewart is from Milton, Massachusetts. Bill Summers is from Upton, Massachusetts. And Dean Braden, born and raised in Taunton, Massachusetts. first batter coming up for the American League will be Luke Appling. Luke is 25 years old, stands 5'10", and weighs 175. Last season, Luke batted 307. He's now batting 315. A lot of 375, Ben. He's second to Lou Gehrig in the American League batting average. Appling has played in one All-Star game. He went to bat four times, made one hit, and had an average of 250. We have another chance to see the sensational player, Joe DiMaggio, here on the Yankees. And recently, Joe Cohen, manager of the Red Sox, paid him a wonderful tribute. He said, Joe says, if I had a boy whom I wanted to teach the proper way to bat, I'd make him study DiMaggio at the plate. When I first broke into the major league, several good batters gave me some very definite instructions. I can remember all the things they told me to do right now. And when I see DiMaggio up at bat, I can't help recall those instructions because he does everything just according to Hoyle. DiMaggio stands with his bat steady and ready. Takes only a short step, hits with a level swing. He delays his swing until he sees what type of pitch is coming.
He's inside pitches. He punches outside pitches to right field. He seems to be a batter without a weakness. He seldom strikes out. When you get him out, you consider yourself lucky. That's a wonderful tribute to that sensational boy, Joe DiMaggio, San Francisco, by his fellow townsman, Joe Cornyn, manager of the Boston Red Sox. The umpire is still discussing the ground rules down there. There's Tommy Grimm, Joe McCartney, Bill McCartney, Joe Cornyn, Leo DeRosa, everybody but Al Jack. They're three of the photographers from the field. They've got a place up there at the top of the press box. And we're about to start this game. Grandstand is well filled up. Some seats in the left field bleachers and also on first base. Center field is fairly well filled up. Ready to go. Just a minute. Here's Lyons.
Thank you very much, Bud. Well, we seem to be getting into a little difficulty before we start our game down here. The umpires and the managers of both clubs, of the All-Star clubs, have been in a long conference down here on the ground rules. And, Fred, you check me if I'm incorrect in this, but I think that they have gone through this conference just beyond home plate, and I think I probably overheard the umpire call for Judge Landis over there. Yes, I think that's right. Isn't that the commissioner who's coming up? And now the both boards of strategy and the umpires are conferring with Judge Landis just outside the dugout of the American Leaguers who are wearing the traveling uniform today, and the conference, imagine, will be over some point of the ground rule. This is the largest playing surface of any field in either league, and of course, no ground rules are in effect because the crowd, there's still plenty of room for the crowd here, and of course, before the game began, Bob Quinn was with Kyle Quinn putting this game over in Boston and given out the information that only the capacity of 42,000 would be allowed. But there's still a chance for a few thousand to get into the game. There's the judge who once again has stepped in to the ground rules argument. And there goes the applause from the crowd as the judge goes back to his box beyond the dugout. And the umpires go out to take their positions on the field. And the National League has taken the field as they go out in the dugout. And here's Fred Hoy for a play-by-play description. Take it away, Fred.
Here we are. And once more, I'll give you that batting order of the American League. Appling, shortstop. Gehringer, second base. DiMaggio, right field. Gehrig, first base. Abel, center field. Rick Bell, catch. Ratcliffe, left. Dinky Higgins on third. And Grove is pitching. And in the field for the National League, Luke Collins on first base. Billy Herman is on second. Leo DeRose is playing short. Dinky Whitney's on third. Joe Medrick is in left. Augie Galan in center. And Frank Demery is in right. He is out there now, warming up with Gabby Hyman, Luke Appling. Steps to the bat. And once more, Luke Appling is 25 years old, stands 5'10", weighs 175. Luke Appling was born in Philadelphia. He now makes his home in High Point, North Carolina.
Ross sees him batting 307. He's now batting 375. He's number second in the batting order. There's a called strike on Epley. Called strike on Ugaslin. Now Dizzy's ready. Shot is motion, and here's the pitch again. Another called strike. Two strikes on Epley. Boy, how that Dean is buzzing him in there. Well, he's two strikes. Foul. Right field foul ground. Coaching at first base for the Americans is Joe Cohen, manager of the Boston Red Sox. And at third base coaching is Art Fletcher. Too high, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. The down on Epley. Two and one. And as he starts in motion, here it comes. Too high and close. Ball two. Two and two. Dizzy appears to be working very fast out there. The count on Appling is 2-2. Next batter is Gehringer. Following Gehringer is Joe DiMaggio. 2-2. And here it comes. And the foul. First base reaches. 2-2. Umpire to play is Gene Gridden. At first base, Bill Summers. At second, Bill Stewart. And at third, Louis Cole. Too high and close. Ball three. 3-2. The count on Epley. 3-2. Now Dizzy starts his motion. And here it comes. Another foul. Over the roof. Still 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Now, he's on the rubber. Dodgers wind up. Here it comes. Too high and he walks. Luke Appling gets the base on ball. That brings up Tally Gehringer, second baseman from Detroit, left hand batter. Tally is 33 years old, stands 5'11, weighs 180. Tally was born in Fowlerville, Michigan, now lives in Detroit, Michigan. Last season, he batted 330. He's now batting 366. He's number three in American League in batting, being led by Lou Gehrig and Luke Appling. Been in three All-Star games and has batted 444 in the three games. A call strike on Gehringer. One of the greatest second basemen of all time. Riding across with Larry Leshway, Eddie Collins, and Johnny Evers. There's a foul out there left field foul ground. Over goes Whitney Ford, and Pinky can't reach it. And the count on Gehringer is two strikes. Two and nothing. Another great second baseman I failed to mention just a moment ago, Frankie Frisch, Chicago manager with a great second base. Two strikes on Gehringer, happening on first, nobody out. And a foul in the press box. Nobody hurt. This press box certainly is jammed. We invite us from all over the country. Big Cradman rides over there, Bill Cunningham, Damon Runyon. 2-0. There's a pump fly. Down to DeRozier, short. Bill takes it. Gehringer pops out to DeRozier short. One man gone. And here comes that sensational Joe DiMaggio from San Francisco. Joe is 21 years old, stands 6 feet tall, weighs 185. He was born in Martinez, California, now lives in San Francisco. Batting 358 for the Yankees. Last year in San Francisco, he batted 399. And there's a crowd of Anna Whitney. Fourth play at second, and a double play at first. Joe DiMaggio hits into a double play. DiMaggio grounds to Whitney at third. Whitney goes to Billy Herman on second, forcing Appling. Then Herman gets that ball over to Collins at first base and doubles up DiMaggio. That double play went around the horn, third to second to first. Lefty Grove gets a great hand as he steps to the mound for the American League team. I repeat that first inning. Batter number one is Luke Kaplan. He walks. Charlie Garrett, the batter number two, puffs out to Dewis or Tillett. Then Joe DiMaggio hit it on double play. Whitney, the third baseman, to Herman, the second baseman, forcing Kaplan. And Herman gets that ball over first base and double up DiMaggio. Here comes Augie Galland, the center fielder. Batter number one for the Nets. Augie is 23 years old, stands 5'11 and a half, and weighs 164. Last season, Augie batted 314, now batting 284. This is his first All-Star game. His home is in Berkeley, California. A little bit confusing here, fans. The players are using their regular numbers that they use for their home teams. We have four number fours on the American League team. Too high, ball one. One nothing, one ball. The count on Galland, right hand batter. Augie Galland from the Chicago Cubs. Now let these shots his motion. And here it comes. A call strike on Augie. One and one. One ball, one strike. One and one. Bill McKechnie, the B's manager, is coaching at third base for the Nationals. And Ty Trainer, Pittsburgh manager, is coaching at first. Right two, Augie swing. Two strikes, one ball, two and one on Galland. In the last half of the first inning, it's been no score. Two and one. And here it comes. And he's called on a strike. Augie Galland, he's called on a strike. That brings up Billy Herman, the second base right-hand batter from the Chicago Cubs. Billy is 26 years old, stands 5'11", weighs 185. Last season, Billy batted 341, fifth in the National League of batting, now batting 316. His home is in New Albany, Indiana. And they fly to right field to DiMaggio. Joe takes it. Herman flies out to DiMaggio in right field. Brings up Rip Collins, the first baseman. Rip is a switch batter. He's up there right-handed now against Southpaw Grove. Rip is 30 years old, stands 5'9 and a half, weighs 165. Last season, Rip batted 313. He's now batting 329. Collins was born in Hamilton, Pennsylvania. He now lives in Rochester, New York. One ball. Here's the count on Rip. Now, let's be start to wind up. Here comes. High and wide. Ball two. Two and nothing. Two men gone. We're the last half of first. There's been no score in this game. Two and nothing. Two and nothing. Foul. Over the roof. Strike. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Two and one. Rip Collins batting. Next batter is Joe Medrick. Following Joe is Frank Devers. Two and one. Two roll, ball three. Three and one. Three and one. Three balls, one strike. There comes. Foul. Over the roof. And the count is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Lou Gehrig's on first base for the Americans. Charlie Gehrig is second. Luke Kaplan short. Dickey Higgins on third. Rip Ratcliffe in left. Earl Abel in center. Joe DiMaggio in right. Count is 3-2. And here's the big one. He walks. Rip Collins hits the base on ball. That brings up Joe Medrick, the left fielder, right hand batter. Joe is 24 years old, stands 5'9", weighs 180. Last season, Joe batted 353, second in the National League in batting, second to Archie Bourne. Now batting 343. He's third to Buck Jordan, off the beans, and Dolph Camilli of the film. Medrick's home is in Carteret, New Jersey. Joe has been in two All-Star games. Been to bat five times in past games. Made one hit. Average of 200. There's a fly to deep center field. Abel backs up for it, and he's under it, and he takes it.
Frederick flies out to Abel in deep center field. The final national out in the last half of first. These teams have played the first inning. It's been no score. Pitching for the Americans is Lefty Grove, and for the Nationals, Dizzy D. The first batter for the Americans going into first half, the second is Duke Gehrig, first baseman, left-hand batter for the New York Yankees. Brewer is 33 years old, stands 6 feet 1, weighs 205. Last season, Lou batted 329, now batting 389 to lead the American League in batting. Lou has been in three All-Star games and has failed to make a hit. His home is in New Rochelle, New York. Outside, ball one. One and a big one, ball. Too high, ball two. So another two balls, no strike. Now to the ready to pitch. Steps off the mound. 2-1. Too high, ball three. 3-0 on Gary. Following Gary is Earl Abel. Then comes Rick Farrell. Gary gets the base on balls. Gary walks. Earl Abel, center fielder from Cleveland, now batting for the Americans. Earl is 33 years old, stands 5'10", weighs 165. Last season, Earl batted 288, now batting 348. He's been in two All-Star games, been about five times, and has made three hits on an average of 600. He was born in Snohomish, Washington. He now lives in Cleveland. There's a foul. Back to the screen. Gabby Hartnett comes back for the card reach. Strike the screen. One strike on Abel. Gehrig on first base, nobody out. We're in the first half, the second, and there's been no score. Now, Dizzy's ready. Too low, ball one. One and one. One ball, one strike. One and one. And a pop fly. Back of the Roger. Leo backs up for his under it, and he takes it. Abel flies out to the Roger short. One man gone, Rick Farrell. Red Sox catcher batting. Right hand batter. Rick is 29 years old, stands 5'11, weighs 170. Last season, Rick batted 301, now batting 297. Then the one All Star game, been to bat three times and failed to make a hit. Born in Durham County, North Carolina, now lives in Guilford, North Carolina. Call strike on Rick. Buried on first base, one man gone. All strike. Strike two. Two strikes on Licklow. Two and a two. Too high. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Two strikes, one ball. And Rick Farrell is calling on strike. Three called strikes on Rick Farrell. That brings up Ray Ratcliffe, left fielder from the Chicago White Sox, left-hand batter. Rip is 29 years old, stands 5'10", weighs 175. Last season, Rip batted 286, he's now batting 375. It's his first All-Star game. He was born in Kiowa, Oklahoma. He now lives in Pittsburgh, Oklahoma. And there's a foul ball. One strike. One strike on Ratcliffe. Gehrig on first base, two men gone. Now,
City team is ready. 1 second left. He goes over to Pruitt, and they get Mr. Garrett napping off that bag. Dizzy Dean whips that ball over to Collins, and they get Garrett napping off first base. Dizzy Dean to Collins, they get Garrett off first. The final mark and out the first half of the second. Well, we're going to last half the second inning. There's been no score in this All-Star game. Pitching for the Americans is Lefty Gold, and for the Nationals, Dizzy Dean. The champions record for the world here in the press box today, sending Damon Runyon's baseball story. Name is Teddy McElroy.
Glad we have all the champion writers here. Look around.
Well, here we go. Well, that's half a second. The first batter is Frank Demery. Frank Demery, right field, right hand batter. Frank is 25 years old, stands 5'11½, weighs 185. Last season, Frank batted 325, he's now batting 328. Born in Woodland, California, now lives in Los Angeles. Ball strike on Frank. One another, one strike. There's the first hit of the game, a single to left, right between Appling and Hagen. Demery, single to left, to open the National second. Good job there. That brings up Gabby Hartman, catcher, right-hand batter. 35 years old, stands 6'1", weighs 215. Gabby was born on one target. This is early days in Millville, now lives in Chicago. Gabby's batting 308. Last season, he batted 344. He was third in National League batting last season. Third to Archie Vaughn and Joe Metrick. Gabby's third All-Star game. Failed to make a hit. The count is one ball on Hartnett. Two high and wide, ball two. Two and nothing. Demery on first base. Nobody out. Ball three. Three and nothing. Next batter is Pinky Whitney, followed by Leo DeRozier. Three balls, no strikes. The count on Hartman. Ball strike, three and one. Three balls, one strike. Three and one. Now Grove is ready. There's a line drive to right, and it goes through DiMaggio. It's going to fence. Here comes Demery scoring. Here goes Gabby to third base, and he's in there. Let's see. That's a three-bagger for Gabby Harder. A terrific drive out there to Joe DiMaggio. Joe can carry in part, and the ball gets by him and went to the fence. 404 feet for a triple, and the first run of the game. Demery scoring from first base on the triple. Score is now National 1, American nothing. Out of the sweet drive. Joe out there didn't play that ball any too safe. Now we have Pinky Whitney, third base, right-hand batter up. That is fly to deep center. Averill backs up for it. Near the fence, he takes it. And here comes Gabby scoring after catch. Whitney flies out to Averill, deep center field. And after catch, Hartman scores from third base with a second run for the Nationals. That brings up Leo DeRozier. Shortstop, right-hand batter. Leo, 30 years old, stands 5'10", weighs 160. Foul. Strike. Last season, Leo batted 265. He's now batting 301. Leo was born in Wood, Springfield, Massachusetts. He now makes his home in Cincinnati.
Why are they one strike? Too low. Ball one, one and one. Don't often see that, Joe DiMaggio, play a ball like that. There's a single to center field by Leo DeRozier. Single to center field. And Abel lets the ball go through him. He recovers. And Leo tries to take second base. And it's thrown out. Abel to Affleck. DeRozier single to center field. And when the ball got rolled between Abel's legs, rolled away from about 10 feet, Leo tried to go to second base. And was thrown out. Abel to Affleck, the shortstop. And Abel to second base. Right-hand batter. Dizzy, 25 years old, stands 63 and three quarters, weighed 189. Dizzy was born in Poldenville, Oklahoma. He now lives in Bradenton, Florida. Right? Right, too. He brings two strikes on, Dizzy. No, nothing, two strikes. And Dean strikes out. I'm going to repeat that inning again. Demery, batter number one, single to left. Gabby Hartnett, triple by DiMaggio. Out there in right field, scoring Demery from first base. Then Dickie Whitney, right after Abel, deep center field, and after catch, Hartnett scores from third base. Then DeRozier, single to center field. And when Abel let the ball go through his legs and rolled away about 10 feet, Leo tried to go to second base and was thrown out. Abel to Appling, the shortstop. And Dizzy Dean stuck out.
Let's turn you over to the line of Travis. Now, here you are, Lance. Thank you very much, Fred. That was certainly a swell inning to watch, fans, when Demery single with the first hit of the game. And that was a line drive to right by Gabby Hartnett. It was a terrific drive which went through DiMaggio, as Fred told you, and it was scored as a triple for Hartnett. And then on that long fly, Earl Averill had to go out to the almost the 407-foot marker out in center field in order to get the long fly which followed for the scoring of Gabby Hartnett from third base. And here's Fred Coy now to give you the play-by-play.
Here's the right flip up. We're going to the first half of the third. With his score, Nashville 2, American nothing. And there's a foul. Strike 1-1. Right flip was up bat in the second inning when Lou Gehrig was caught napping off first base. 1-1. Foul is green. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Two strikes, one ball. Last left batting. And here's the pitch. Two low balls, two. Two and two. Two and two. As it's on right back to Dean, and Dizzy throws him out of first base. Dean, the pitcher, throws out left, but at first, that brings up Frank Dickey. Dickey Higgins, the third base on the athletic. Higgins up. Dickey's 27 years old, stands 6 feet tall, weighs 180. Last season, Dickey batted 296. He's now batting 285. He was born in Red Oak, Texas. He now lives in Dallas, Texas. Ball strike, 1-1 on Higgins. 1-1. Strike two, he swings. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Ball two. Two and two. Two and two. On Dickie Higgins. Foul. Other pitchers are now warming up. In left field, there's Jimmy Wilson warming up. Kyle Hubbell. And in right field, Jack Shuley is warming up schoolboy roll. There's a high foul going over in the grandstand. Rip Collins can't reach it. The count is two balls, two strikes.
on Higgins. Two and two. One man gone. When the first half is third, here it comes. And Higgy strikes out. Foul tip caught by Gabby Hartman. Higgins strikes out. That brings up Lefty Gold, the pitcher. Lefty's a red-hot favorite here in Boston. Pitches to the Red Sox. Lefty is 36 years old, stands 6'2½", weighs 175. Last season, Lefty won 20 games and lost 12. So far, he's won 11 and lost 3. His home is in Larnaconing, Maryland. One strike on Lefty. How did he start to wind up? Here it comes. Outside, ball one. One and one on Grove. One ball and one strike. One and one. Ball two. Dizzy just served a slow ball. Just floated over the... rather a little too close. Didn't float over the plate. Ball two. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Foul. Strike two. Two and two on Lefty. Two balls, two strikes. Did he start the most again? And here comes. Strikes him out. Lefty goal. Strikes out. He scored at the end of the first half. The third inning is Nationals 2, Americans nothing. Pitching for the Nationals, Dizzy Dean, 40 Americans, Lefty goal. Dizzy Dean has spanned three men in three innings. The first batter for the Nationals going to first, the last half of third is Augie Galland, the leadoff man.
This broadcast is coming to you through WGN Tribune Square, Chicago.
Nationals score two into the second when Hartnett tripled after Demery had singled. Scored Demery. And Whitney's long fly to deep center field gave Hartnett the catch, score after catch. Run number two. Here's Augie Galland coming up. And we're going to the last half of the third. Well, Lefty starts his windup. Here it comes. Too high, ball one. There's a fly to Abel in center field. Earl takes it to retire, Augie. Galland flies out to Abel in center field. One man gone. Billy Herman batting. Abel flies out to DiMaggio in right field. First time up. Right hand batter. Here's the pitch coming. Foul over the roof. One strike on Herman. One man gone in the last of third. For Nationals 2, Americans nothing. One strike. Too close. Ball one. One and one on Herman. One ball and one strike. One and one. And here comes. Too high. Ball two. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Too high. Ball three. Three and one. Three balls, one strike. Three and one. And Billy Walk. Billy Herman gets the base on ball. That brings up Rip Collins. Rip Walk, the first time up. Tackles Elmano's first base. One out. Following Whip Collins is Joe Medrick, then comes Frank Devery. Coming on first base. One up. Second.
There they fly to that left field. Over goes Ratcliffe for it. In the left center, the wind's going to hold that. Ratcliffe makes the put out.
Collins flies out to Ratcliffe in left center. Joe Medrick batting. Joe flying out to the Razor in center field, first time up. Right hand batter. Foul screen. Right. On second. Medrick. Coming on first base, two up. Now, Grove is ready. Here it comes. And they fly to left. Let's see if Ratcliffe can reach that. He's over for it. Nice running catch. Nice running catch by Ratcliffe over near the foul line in left. Medrick flies out to Ratcliffe in left. Very pretty running catch by Rip. I'm going to turn you over to line of service. Here you are, Lance.
Just for a second, Fred, we'll take time out, fans, for safe identification. We're broadcasting this All-Star game between the National All-Stars and the American League All-Stars. Direct from National League Field in Boston. And the score at the end of the third inning is National League is 2 and American League is nothing. This is the Yankee Network and the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, Good News Square, Chicago.
Now, Paul Schumacher from the New York Giants is now pitching for the Nats. And the first batter to save Carl will be the leadoff man, Luke Havlin. Havlin walked the first time up. But during the first half, the fourth inning was for Nationals 2, Americans nothing. Now starts his motion. Here it comes. A ball strike on Luke. One out of one strike. There's a foul out there in right field, foul ground. Over goes Henry Ford. He makes a nice running catch of that. I didn't think of trying to reach that ball. Nice running catch, that foul ball by Frank Demery, the right fielder. Appling fouls out to Demery, the right fielder. One man gone. Charlie Gehringer batting. Charlie popped out to DeRozier short, first time up. Now Kyle starts in motion. There's a clean hit to right field by Gehringer. Charlie Gehringer lines a single to right. Joe DiMaggio about it. Joe hit it with double play the first time up. By the way, fans, the three innings that Dizzy Dean worked, he allowed no hits, and two men reached first base. Two walks, one to Appling in the first, one to Gehringer in the second. Two men reached first base on Dizzy Dean. All strike on DiMaggio. One and nothing, one strike. Gehringer on first base and one out. Foul. Strike two. Two strikes on Joe. Two and nothing, two strikes. Gehringer on first. One out. Hobo goes over to first. Too late to get Charlie. Two and nothing. Two strikes. There's a foul ball in the left field foul ground. Now the two strikes on DiMaggio. Now, Hubble is ready. And here it comes.
They high fly to Debbie the Grand. Leo DeRosa goes back for it. And Leo underneath it. He takes it to retire, Joe. DiMaggio flies out to DeRosa at short. 2 minutes gone. Luke Gehrig, Belly. Who walked the first time up? Americans have a man on first base. Two outs. That is Luke Gehrig. And there's a ball gets away from Hahn, and I know where they're going to score that. That ball or a wild pitch. That's a pass ball. Dodge to Gabby Hyman. Gehringer goes to second on a pass ball. Ball got away from Gabby Hyman, rolled about 10 feet away from the plate. Gehringer going to second on a pass ball. One ball to count on Gehrig.
There's the grounder. Nice stop by Collins. Hubble covered first. He takes the throw, and the runner is retired. Gehrig sends the grounder down to the right to Rip Collins. The first through the Rip made a nice stop of that ball. He knocked it down, picked it up, threw to Hubble, who covered first base, and Gehrig was retired. Mark Anthony, first half, the fourth inning, is Nationals 2, Americans nothing. Looking for the Nationals now with Carl Hubble, and for the Americans, in comes Schoolboy Rowe from Detroit. Schoolboy Rowe now in the pitch for the Americans. Big right-hander. Rowe is 24 years old, stands 6 feet 4 and 1 half, weighs 210. Last season, Schoolboy won 19 games and lost 13, and so far he's won 7 and lost 4. The first batter to face Rowe is Frank Emery. He started at National Alley in the second with a single to left. Frank Emery from the struggles up. Right-hand batter. Well, here we go, last half of the fourth inning. The Nationals scored 2 in the second. Emery single, hot and triple, and whipping up to fly to Abel for the 2 runs. Here's the pitch coming to Frank. And a foul ball over the American dugout. This foul goes down. Gehrig comes up. Gehrig! Gehrig makes the put out. They nearly collided that time. Back from the American dugout. Emery fouls out to Gehrig, the first base.
One man gone. Gabby Hartman, buddy. Gabby drove it. Odd triple to right. First time up and drove in the first run and lead it for himself. Run number 2. Here's the first pitch coming to Debbie. And there's the grounder down to Appling at short. He fumbles, recovers, and throws out Gabby at first base. Appling at short, throws out Hotman at first. Luke fumbled that ball for a moment, made a very fast recovery, and he got Gabby at first base. Two men gone. Now we have Pinky Whitney in third base, buddy. Whitney flied out Ray Rowe in deep center field the first time up and gave Hodges a chance to score from third base after catch. Ball strike on Pink. One another one strike. Ball one. 1-1. One ball and one strike. One and one. Too low. Ball two. 2-1. Count on Whitney. 2 balls, 1 strike. Two balls, 2 strikes. 2 men gone. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. Score is Nationals 2, Americans nothing. Two balls, 2 strikes. Now, Schoolboy Rowe is ready. Dodgers win.
Here it comes.
There they line single. Two. Right center by Whitney. Standing hit for Pinky. Whitney lines a single. Two. Right center. Brings up Leo DeRozier. Leo single center field. First time up. Right hand batter. Line on first and two out. Too high, ball one. One another on ball. One another. Strike, he swings. One and one on Leo. One ball and one strike. One and one. One ball and one strike. Ball strike on DeRozier. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Two and one. As we have Whitney on first base. And two out. Two angles, ball two. Two and two, Leo. Two and two. Now waiting for throw to pitch. Count two and two in the batter. Two out, the man on first base. Here comes. He strikes him out. DeRozier strikes out. Final national out in the last half of the fourth. He scored at the end of the fourth inning, advancing two Americans nothing, pitching for the Nationals. Tom Hubble and for the Americans now, Schoolboy Rowe. Playing the first half of the fifth inning, the first batter for the Americans is Earl Abel, the center fielder, who flied out to short first time up. Nationals score 2 runs in the second. Emery single on the triple to right. Joe DiMaggio playing the ball rather poorly out there. Scoring Emery and Whitney's outfield fly to Averill in deep center field. Gave the Abbey shot. Fourth third after catch. Averill up, left hand batter. Ready. We're ready for first half of fifth. Ball strike on Earl. One and a half, one strike. Foul, strike two. Two strikes in April. Out to Herman, second base. One man gone the first half, the fifth. Rick Farrell batting. Rick will call out on sight, first time up. Right hand batter. Here's the pitch to Rick. Two high and wide. Ball one. Ball strike on Rick. One ball and one strike. One and one.
First half, fifth inning, one man gone. North Hanson, two, American nothing. Now, foul shot smoking. Here comes. And he strikes him out. Rick Bell strikes out for the second time. Rip Ranquist batting. Rip grounded out, first time up. Left hand batter. One strike on Ranquist. One and only one strike. 2-0. Ball one, one and one, one ball and one strike. One and one. Foul, strike two. Strike, one ball, 2-1. 2-1. 2-0, ball two. 2-2 on Ranquist. Two balls, two strikes. Two men gone. First half, fifth inning. Left center by Ranquist. Ranquist drops the hit in the short left center. Brings up Pinky Higgins. Pinky fan the first time up. Man on first base, two outs. That's hit number two for the Americans in this ball game. The other hit was made by Tally Gehringer. A single of the fourth. One strike. Pinky swing. One another, one strike. And a foul outside of third. Strike two. Both third basemen carry the nickname Pinky. Both come from Philadelphia, and both live in Texas. Dickie Whitney in San Antonio, and Dickie Higgins in Dallas. Foul, the backstop, 2-2 strike on Higgins. On Higgins, Ratcliffe on first base and two out. Higgins is called out on strike. Pinky Higgins is called out on strike. Second time Pinky is fanned. For the end of the first half, the fifth inning of Nationals 2, Americans nothing. Pitching for the Nationals now is Cal Hubbell and for the Americans, Schoolboy Rowe. The first batter for the Nationals going the last half of the fifth inning is Cal Hubbell pitching. Nationals scored 2 in the second. Demery opened that second with a single and scored on Harden's triple. And Harden scored on Whitney's outfield fly to table and center. Here's Carl Hubbell coming up. Carl is 32 years old, stands 6 feet tall, weighs 170. Last season, Hubbell won 23 games and lost 12. So far, he's won 10 and lost 5 this season. He was born in Carthage, Missouri, and he now lives in Meeker, Oklahoma. Well, here we go. The last half of the fifth. Bill Summers, the American League, is now umpiring at the plate. Bill Stewart is umpiring at first. At second, Louis Cole. And at third, Dean Grid for the National League. And a puff fly down to Gehringer's second base. Charlie takes it.
Glenn, Tom. Augie Glenn, coming up. Augie, caller on strike the first time up. The second time up, he flied out to center field. Ball strike. Why another one fight? There they fly around. I see a fair foul. It's a fair ball. That's the moment. Ball hit that pole out there in right field, and consequently, it is ruled a home run. It's the foul pole and bounded into the bleachers foul, but it's stuck on fair territory, and Augie Glenn is cleared for the home run. That ball something strike ball on the foul line in right field, 308 feet away from the plate. The ball bounced into the bleachers. Bill Summers has ruled a home run. I believe there's some misunderstanding over the ground rules here on that. That's why we hesitated for a moment to see what these umpires are going to call that. Now the managers are all surrounding Dean Gruden. And there's Bill Effigy down here. And Joe Cullen, Joe McCarty, and they're arguing with Dean Gruden. That ball hit that flag pole first in the middle and bounded into the bleachers foul. But it's stuck on fair ground and is a home run. Rule home run for Augie Glenn. That brings up Billy Harmon. Morristown National 3, American nothing. That's the first time I've ever seen that ball hit like that here in Boston. Billy Harmon running. Close, ball one. First time up, Billy flied out to right. Second time up, Sherman walk. Too high, ball two. 2-0 on the run. No, nothing, the ball is no strike. 2-1. And a clean hit to right field by Herman. Billy Herman. Single to right, and he goes to second. DiMaggio fumbles the ball. They throw to second, and he's in there. Let's see what Tampa team scores. A single and an error. Herman singles to right and goes to second. When Joe DiMaggio fumbles that hit to right field, DiMaggio is charged with an error. That brings up Rip Collins with a man on second base and one out. Rip walked the first time up. The second time up, he flied out to left field. To Rip Blackwood. On here comes. Good old ball one. Rip's up there batting left-handed now against his right-handed roll. 1-0, one ball. Outside and low. Ball two. 2-0. On Rip Collins. Two and nothing. There's a foul. Right field foul ground. Americans have another right hand warming up. Looks like Mel Hart is here. They count as 2 balls, 1 strike. Three and one. one strike. Here it comes. And he walks. Rip Collins walks for the second time in this ball game. That brings up Joe Medwick. Joe flied out to Abel in center field. First time up, second time up. He was wound to the hit by Rip Ratcliffe in left when Rip went over to the foul line and made a very pretty running catch. Medwick up with Collins on first, Truman on second, and one out. One run into the Nationals in this fifth, home run by Galan. Call strike on Joe. One and only, one strike. One and only, one strike. And here it comes. Wow. Strike two. Two strikes on Joe. Two and a half, two strikes. Nationals have Collins on first, Herman on second. One out. Now, whoa. Waiting for Rowe to pitch. Now it's two strikes on the batter, Joe Medley.
There's a hit to left field. Here comes Herman around third. Herman is scoring. There goes Collins to third on the hit. Medwick singles to left, scoring Herman from second base and sending Collins from first to third on the hit. That hit was a ground ball between Appling and Pinky Higgins. Clean hit into left field. Score is down there for four, Americans nothing. Back up there now is Frank Demery. Frank single first time up, and the second time up, he fouled out. Nationals have men on first and third, and only one out. There's a grounder down to Higgins. Fourth play at second, and a double play at first. Demery drops to Higgins at third. Higgins throws to Garinger on second, forcing Medwick. Then Garinger gets that ball over to first base and doubles up Demery. That double play went around the horn from third to second to first. And in that fifth inning, the Nationals scored two runs and made two hits. Darren there charged to Joe DiMaggio, the right fielder of the Americans. And the inning was featured by Bobby Galan's home run. Home run hitting the flagpole on the foul line in right field and bounding into the bleachers foul. But it was a fair ball as ruled by the umpire. So at the end of the fifth inning is Nationals 4, Americans nothing. Pitching for the Nationals, Carl Hubbell, and for the American schoolboy role. Playing the first half of the sixth inning, the first batter for the Americans is schoolboy role. This game, the Nationals scored two in the second and two in the fifth. First half, sixth inning. Here comes. Two ball, ball one. One only, one ball. A call strike, one and one on. Goal, one ball, one strike. One. He lays the bunt down. He tries to lay a bunt. He pops up a fly. Hubble came in and dove for that ball and just caught it before it struck the ground. Schoolboy Rowe tried to lay a bunt and he popped a little fly, a low fly. Now Hubble, the pitcher, came in towards the third baseline and dove for that ball and caught it before it struck the ground to retire Rowe. One man gone. Luke Appling, buddy. Luke walked the first time up. The second time up, he fouled out to Demery in right. Frank, Higgins. Now, very pretty when he gets that foul ball. And they fly to center field, and Galan takes it. Appling ties out to Galan in center field. Two men gone. Meanwhile, Charlie Grimm has Chris Davis, the right-hand pitcher from the Cubs, warming up the bullpen in left field. Charlie Gallagher batting. Charlie has made one single. First time up, Charlie flied out to DeRosa. Second time up, he singles to right field. One another one ball. 2-0 ball, two. And here comes. Two close, ball three. Dragons fail to make a hit off Dizzy Dean the first 3 innings, and they fade only 2 hits off foul level in 2 2/3 innings. Gallagher walks. Gallagher gets the base on balls. That brings up Joe DiMaggio. Joe hit into a double play the first time up. The second time up, he flied out to DeRosa at short. Joe gets a good hand from the crowd. All strike on DiMaggio. One strike. 2-0, ball one. 1-1 on the margin. One ball, one strike. One and one. And the guarder back to Hubble. Carl throws him out of first base. Hubble, the pitcher, throws out DiMaggio at first. They finally mark it out in the first half for six. The score at the end of the first half for sixth inning is Nationals 4, Americans nothing. Pitching for the Nationals, Carl Hubble, and for the Americans, Schoolboy Rowe. Nationals score 2 in the second and 2 in the fifth. Gabby Hartman drove in the first run for the Nationals, and he was driven in by Whitney Fly in the second. And in the fourth, rather the fifth, Galan hit a home run. And Herman singled, Collins walked, Joe Medrick singled the left, scored Herman with the Nationals' fourth run. Is Gabby Hartman coming to bat? Gabby tripled the first time up. Second time up, he grounded out. Just Goslin. Boots Goslin playing left field for the Americans now. Boots Goslin from Detroit. Call strike. Call strike on Hartnett. One out of the strike. Outside and low, ball one. One and one on Hartnett, one ball and one strike. One and one. There they go. Down to Appling is short. Cook throws to first, and he gets Gabby. Appling is short, throws out Hartnett at first. One man gone, the last of six. Mickey Whitney batting. Whitney flied out the first time up. The run scoring out to catch center field. The second time up, Pinky single to center field. Right hand batter. He lays a barnacle foul. One strike on Pinky. One nothing, one strike.
second with me. There it comes. All is clean. Strike two. Two strikes on Whitney. Two and an inch strike. Here's a pitch coming. Too high and close. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. One ball. Two high and close. Ball two. Two and two on Whitney. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two.
And Pinky is called out on strike. Whitney is called out on strike. 2 minutes gone. Leo Drew is batting. Leo single is center field the first time up. Second time up, Leo fan. The gun. Foul screen. One strike on Leo.
Last season with the Phils, he pitched in 44 games. He won 16 and lost 14. So far this season with the Phils and Cubs, he's won 7 and lost 7. This is his first All-Star game. Davis was born in Greenfield, Missouri, and now lives in Azusa, California. All strike, on the batter, Lou Gehrig. Lou walked the first time up. Second time up, he got it out. Outside, ball one. American League All-Stars have made just 2 hits off the last league pitch. They got both those off Hubble. There's a long fly. That may be a home run. That may be a home run. In right field, it is a home run. Home run by Lou Gehrig. A tremendous play. Out there, about 430 feet in what we call here in Boston, the jury box speeches. By the scoreboard in right field. A terrific pump by Lou Gehrig. Stars now in Nashville 4, Americans 1, Islanders 0 to 0. Out of the mighty hit. Outside, ball 1. Strike two. He swings. Two strikes. One ball. Still think he'll
direct batter for the Americans. Still Vicky from the gang. High and wide, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Gonder down to Billy Hammond at second. Billy picks it up, throws to first, and gets through. Hammond at second, throws out Averill at first. Here's Bill Dickey coming up, batting in place of Rick Farrell. Bill Dickey batting. One man gone. We're in the first half, the seventh inning, and the score is Nationals 4, Americans 1. Here it comes. Outside. Ball one. Bert Davis, right-hander from the Cubs, now pitching for the Nationals. There's a gone, back to Davis, and Kurt throws him out at first base. Davis, the pitcher, throws out Dickey at first. That brings up Goose Gosselin, left fielder, left-hand batter. The Goose is 34 years old, stands 5'11", weighs 185. Last season, he batted 292. He's now batting 321. His home is in Salem, New Jersey. 2-0, ball one. Ball. Ball strike. That home run, by the way, made by Lou Gehrig, was his first hit in his fourth All-Star game. A home run. Ball two. The count on Godwin is 2 balls, 1 strike. One strike. 3-1. Now it comes. A call strike on the Goose. 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. There's a going down the right of Harmon. Billy knocks it down. He can't handle it. Let's see what they're scoring at. That looks very much like a hit. That's a base hit. Mark Gosselin, a ground ball to the right of Billy Hammond, the second baseman. Billy went over, knocked down with his gloved hand, but he couldn't handle the ball. And the batter, Gosselin, is credited with a hit. That's a base hit for the Goose. Jimmy Fox is coming to bat for Dickie Higgins. Jimmy Fox of the Red Sox is coming to bat for Dickie Higgins. Jimmy is 27 years old, stands 5'11", weighs 185. Last season of the A's, the athletic Jimmy batted 346. He's now batting 331, and he's hit 22 home runs so far this season. He leads the field in home runs. He's been in 2 All-Star games. He's been about 8 times in All-Star games. He's made 4 hits for an average of 500. He was born in Caldersville, Maryland. Now lives in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. All strike on Jimmy, right-hand batter. One other thing, one strike. Outside. Ball one. One and one. On Jimmy Fox. And a high foul over by the stand. Hodges goes over for it. Rick Collins goes over. It lands on the top of the American League dugout and bounds into the grandstand. Wouldn't be the least hand account on Jimmy Fox. He is 2 strikes and 1 ball. Bruce Dawson on first base, and two men gone. We're in the first half of the seventh inning, and the score is Nationals 4, Americans 1. Two strikes, one ball. Foul to the screen. 2-1, two strikes, one ball. Two and one, two strikes, one ball. There's the grounder. Down to DeRozan, knocks it down. He can't handle that ball. And let's see. It looks like a hit. It is a hit. Oh, Jimmy Fox. Single through DeRozan, the shortstop. Sending Gosman from first to second on the hit. That is a hard, sharp grounder. DeRozan knocks it down. The ball rolled behind Leo. Leo tried to make a fourth play at second base, but he was too late. Gosman reached there safely in the batter. Jimmy Fox is credited with a base hit. National League team has gone into a huddle down around the pitcher's box. Gabby Hartnett down there. And the batter coming up for a schoolboy role is George Selkirk off the New York Yankees. George Selkirk. George is 28 years old, stands 5'11 and a half, weighs 180. Now batting 318, last season he batted 312. Selkirk was born in Huntsville, Ontario. He now lives in Rochester, New York. Left-hand batter. Ball strike on George. Americans have been on first and second, two outs. One strike. Strike two, he swings. Two strikes on George. Meanwhile, Charlie Graham has Dan Mungo, the Brooklyn right-hander, warming up the bullpen in right field. Also, Ron Wanicki of the Chicago Cubs. Outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Going one. Two strikes, one ball. Two posts. Ball two. Two and two. Two and two on Selkirk. And outside, ball three. Three and two on George Selkirk. Three balls and two strikes. Jimmy Fox on first. Bruce Gosman on second. And two men gone. First half of the seventh inning, the score is Nationals 4, Americans 1. Now, Bert Davis is ready. Here's a big one. He walks. Selkirk batting for all, gets the base on ball. And that brings up Lou Gafling. Gafling batting. Luke has reached first base once. He walked in the first inning. Second time up in the fourth inning, he fouled out Demery and Wright. And a third time up in the sixth inning, Appling right out to center field. He's up there now. The base is loaded and two outs. Americans have Selkirk on first, Fox on second, and Gosman on third. Now Kurt Davis starts his motion, and here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. One another good ball. Ball strike. One and one on loop, one ball and one strike. One. And here it comes. Outside. Ball two. Two and one. one, two balls, one strike. Now Davis is ready. Starts his motion. And here comes. All strike. Two and two on loop. Two balls, two strikes. Two and two, two balls, two strikes. Starts motion again, and here comes. There's a clean hit to right field. One run, two runs scoring on the hit. Halfling singles to right, scoring Gosman and Jimmy Funk. We have two more runs for the Americans. Score is now National 4, American 3. Americans have Halfling on first, Elkert on second. Two up, and the batter coming up is Tommy Gehringer. That hit of Appling's was a ground ball about 10 feet to the right of Rip Collins, the first base. Delcock had it jumped in the air, the little boy being struck by that batted ball, by that hit, and I believe the Nationals are going to make a change. There's a pitcher coming in, and it looks like Lon Wernicke off the cup. I believe Kurt Davis is done. We'll know in just a moment. The subs are out of the National. Players are gathered around the pitcher's box. Lon Wernicke is... Lon Wernicke is now pitching for the Nationals. First man to face Lon is a dangerous batter, Dolly Garrison. Dolly flied out the first time up, the second time up in the fourth inning, Dolly single right, and the third time up, he walked. Gotta wait now for Wernicke to get warmed up with Gabby Harkins. We're in the first half of the seventh inning, and the score is Americans 4. That's rather the Nationals 4, Americans 3. Well, here we go. Gehringer batting. Happening on first, Helfer on second, and two out. Continues to warm up for the Nationals, the bullpen in left field. Oh, Gabby Harkness just gone into a huddle with Lon Wernicke. Well, this isn't the first time the Gehringer has faced Wernicke. Faced him last fall, the World Series. Too high, ball one. One ball, and on first and second and two out. One ball. Too close, ball two. Two and nothing on Gehringer. Americans have made four hits in this 6-7. Four, three runs. Two and nothing, two balls and no strike. Outside, ball three. Three innings, three balls and no strike. Look out on Gehringer. Now Wernicke's ready. Here comes. Ball strike, three and one. Three balls, one strike. Three balls and one strike. He walks, filling the bases. Gehringer gets the base on ball. Dunkirk moves to third, Appling goes to second. Now the Americans have 3 men on, two up, and the batter is still DiMaggio. Joe has been up three times and has failed to reach. The first time up, Joe hit it on double play. The second time up, he flied out the doors, were short. And the third time up, he was thrown out by Carl Hubble. Joe is up there, the major goal, right hand batter. He starts his windup. Here's the pitch. There's a fine drive right in the hands of DeRosa. DiMaggio hit a terrific drive right at DeRosa at short for the final out. Joe DiMaggio lines up to DeRosa at short, the final American out in the first half of seven. And here's the old stretching the last half of seven. Everybody up. In that seventh inning, the Americans scored three runs and made four hits. Two base on balls in there. That is a tremendous home run stock by Lou Gehrig. Both home runs made the game, the All-Star game. One, first big one in 1933 and 34, Babe Ruth. American League team made one in 1933. Joe Medwick, National League team, made one in 1934. And Jimmy Fox of the Athletics, American League team in 1935. Add to that, Augie Galland of the Cubs here this afternoon, and Lou Gehrig. Playing the last half of seven, the first batter for the Nationals is Juan Wanneke, the pitcher. Mel Harder is now pitching for the Americans. Mel Harder, right-hander, now pitching for the Americans. The batter coming up to Ron Wanneke. Ron is 27 years old, stands 6 feet, 1 and 1 half, weighs 180. Last season, Ron pitched in 42 games. He won 20 and lost 13. So far this season, he's won 8 and lost 4. This is his first All-Star game. Wanneke's home is in Mount Ida, Arkansas. Changes here in the American League team. Wanneke sends a grounder back to Harder, the pitcher. Mel throws him out at first base. Harder, the pitcher, throws out Wanneke at first. Jimmy Fox is playing third base for the Americans. Ben Chapman's in center field. Bruce Gosman's playing left. Bill Dickey is catching. Now we have the leadoff man, Augie Galland, batting. Hit that sort of a freak home run the last time up. Ball hitting the flagpole, the foul line in right field, and bounding into the beach. Augie's made one hit three times up. That was that home run. And the count on Augie is one ball. Here comes. All strike on Augie, one and one. For the last half of seven, the score is Nationals 4, American 3. Quite a ball game, man. One and one. Foul, the backstop. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Field foul ground. Down to 2-2 on Galland. Now Mel Hunt is ready. 2-2. And Augie strikes out. Augie Galland strikes out. Brings up Billy Herman. Billy flied out to right field the first time up. The second time up, Billy walked. And the third time up, Bill singled. Single to right field. Right-hand batter. Hard to start his motion, and here it comes. Ball strike. Ball strike on Furman. One strike. Here it comes.
There's a line hit into left center by Herman.
Herman lines a single to left center. Two hits for Billy. Third time he's reached first. Two singles and a walk. Now we have Rip Collins batting. Rip has reached first base twice on walk. The other time up, he slid out to left field. Herman on first base, two men gone. We're in the last half, the seventh on the score is Angel 4, American 3.
There's a fly to left. Coughlin goes over hard and the goose takes it.
Collins flies out to Godwin in left field. The final national out in the last half of the seventh. Final score at the end of the seventh inning is Nashville 4, American 3. Pitching for the Americans now is Mel Harder, and for the Nationals, Lon Wernicke. The first half, he's getting the first batter for the Americans, is Luke Gehrig, who first time up walked, second time up grounded out, and the third time up hit that tremendous home run smash in the right field bleachers. That is, bleachers by the scoreboard, we call the jury box bleachers here in Boston. That home run carried about 430 feet. Changes in the National lineup here. Very anxious to win this game. I guess they want to keep that team out here. They've been beaten three times in a row. Just have to win this ball game this year. Here's Gehrig up. Outside, ball one. One other one, ball. Meanwhile, Joe McCarty has Vern Kennedy throw the White Sox right hand warming up the bullpen in right field.
Well, here taking the place of Connie Bridges of Detroit. Six. Strike. He swings and one is swing. Two balls, one strike. The count on Gillett.
Two and one. Two balls and one strike. Ball strike on Lou, two and two. Two and two, two balls, two strikes. Now, Wernicke starts his motion, and here it comes. Outside, ball three. Three and two, that ball hops out of Hodges' glove right in the hands of Bill Turner, the umpire. They'll return it to Wernicke, the pitcher. The count is three and two. Gehrig walks. Gehrig gets the base on ball. Chapman is now batting. Ben Chapman, right-hand batter. Gehrig on first base. Ball strike on Ben. Ben is 27 years old, stands 5'11 and a half, weighs 175. Last week with the Yankees, he batted 289. He's now batting 284. Ben was born in Nashville, Tennessee. He now lives in Birmingham, Alabama. One strike on Ben. Right two. Ben tried to bunt that ball and he missed it all together. Two strikes on Chapman. Two and a half, two strikes.
Hager down third base with the fumbles, recovers, goes to first and gets his man. Good pass recovery. I think he would be the third baseman. Chapman, center guarder, down to Whitney at third. Dinky fumbled that ball for a moment, made a quick recovery, threw to Collins at first base, and retired Chapman. Gehrig going to second, on the out. That was not his sacrifice. That brings up Bill Dickey, the catcher. Here's Bill Dickey coming up. Wanagi to pitch now. Man on second base, and one out. Hello, ball one. There's the old tying run on second base. One out, one ball. Ball two, two and nothing. Two and nothing. Two and nothing, two balls, no strike. There's a grounder, down to Herman at second. Billy tosses the first he gets, Bill. Gehrig going to third on the out. Herman at second, throws out Dickey at first. Gehrig going to third on the out. Bill Scarborough, a man on third base and two out. In the first half of the eighth inning, score Nationals 4, Americans 3. Here's Osmond batting. Wanagi starts to Olsen. Here it comes. Ball one. One other one ball. One other one ball. Good old ball two. Two and another on the group. Two balls and no strikes. Gehrig on third. Two up. And the first half of the eighth inning. Four Nationals, 4, Americans 3. Well, ball game to one. Two and nothing. Right between two and one on the goose. Two balls and one strike. Two and one. Now, Wanagi's ready. Outside, ball three, 3-1, on gun. Three and one, three balls, one strike. Three and one. There's a foul, the first base sweeper. Count on the ghost is 3-2, three balls, two strikes. Gehrig on third base, two up. Three and two. Now Wanagi's ready. Dodge is motion. Here it comes, the big one. Outside, he walks. Roslin gets the base on ball. That brings up Jimmy Fox. Jimmy Fox comes to bat with men on first and third and two up. Jimmy single is their last timer. Planning. Osmond on first. Gehrig on third. Two out. Waiting for Wanagi now to get on that rubber. Now on is winning. Here it comes. Oh, strike. One strike on Jimmy Fox. One other one strike. One strike. back on Jimmy. Strike two. Two strikes. Two and nothing. And on first and third. Two and nothing. Too high. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Two and one. Two strikes, one ball. And one ball. And Jimmy is called on a strike. Jimmy Fox is called on a strike. The final American out in the first half of the eighth. He scored at the end of the first half of the eighth inning. He is National League All Star 4, American League All Star 3. Pitching for the Nationals, Ron Wanagi, and for the Americans, Mel Harder, off Palm Creek. Mel Harder, by the way, is 26 years old, stands 6'1", weighs 170. Last season, Mel pitched 42 games. He won 22 and lost 11. So far this season, he's won 10 and lost 6. Harder was born in Pima, Nebraska. He now makes his home in Cleveland. First batter for the Nationals going to last half the eighth inning is Joe Medwick, who has made one single in three times up. Joe was robbed of a hit in the third inning when Rip Radcliffe made a very pretty running catch off his fly ball over to the foul line. Medwick batting. We're going to the last game. One strike, Joe swings. One strike. He lays a bunt down to third base to Fox. Jimmy throws him out at first base. Nice play, Jimmy. Medwick laid a bunt down towards third. Jimmy Fox went past that ball and threw out Medwick at first. Joe hit that ball a little too hard. One man down, Frank. Mellott is now batting. Mellott of the Giants. Left-hand batter. Mel is 28 years old, stands 5'9 and a half, weighs 165. Last season, he batted 322. He's now batting 321. He was born in Gretna, Louisiana. He now lives in New Orleans. Ball strike on Mel. Mel has that very peculiar stance to bat. He cocks his right leg as it... as the pitch comes up. One strike. 2-0, ball one. 1-1 on Mel. One ball and one strike. Ball two, 2-1, two balls, one strike. Shot was 2-0. Two balls and one strike. Too close. Ball three. 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. One man gone. We're in the last half of the eighth inning. Four Nationals, four American, three. Ball strike on Mel, and the count is now 3 balls, 2 strikes. 3-2. It's a hit to the right of left wing, into left, that's a base hit. Now on, starting for Demery, singles to Appling's right, into left field. Here's Gabby Hawkins batting. Gabby tripled the first time up. The other 2 times at bat, Gabby was thrown out at first base. Too high, ball one. Mel out on first base, one out. another one, Paul. Right. And it brings one run. One ball on one side. One ball and one strike. One and one. Waiting for a hard pitch now. Here it comes. Two balls, ball two. Two and one. Two balls, one strike. Down and hot.
Lands out to Appling in short. Who reached? Cincinnati's third baseman is going to bat for Dickie Whitson. Who reached? R.I.T.G.S. Meanwhile, Lefty Gomez, the Yankee southpaw, is warming up the margins for both men and right. Lou Riggs is 26 years old, stands 5'11", weighs 178. Last season, he batted 278, now batting 261. His home is in Key Bane, North Carolina. Left hand batter. Great little table this break. Wow, looks right. One strike on Lou Riggs. Bellon is on first base. 2 minutes are gone. Too high. Ball one. One and one. One ball and one strike. One and one on right. Outside, ball two. Two and one, two balls, one strike. Two and one. Ballard is on first base. Ballard is swinging, two and two on, Will. Two and two. The count is 2-2. And here he comes. He's called out on strike. Will Riggs, batting for Whitney, is called out on strike.
So at the end of the eighth inning, is Nationals 4, Americans 3. Pitching for the Americans, Mel Harder. And for the Nationals, Roy Wanagy. Wanagy's going in to pitch this ninth inning. The first batter coming up for the Americans. Due to come up is the Mel Harder, but we'll get a batter probably. Ball Mel. Looks like Frank Corsetti. Frank Corsetti of the New York Yankees is going to bat for Mel Harder. Frank Corsetti. Corsetti is 26 years old, stands 5'10 and a half and weighs 160. Last season, Frank batted 256. He's now batting 319. He makes his home in San Francisco. Harder is playing right field for Nashville. Riggs is playing third base for the Nationals. Now not playing right field. And the batter is Frank Corsetti, right-hand batter. Call strike on Frank. Oops.
Friday. One ball, one strike. One and one, one ball and one strike. Out of time, ball two. Two and one, two balls and one strike. Too close, ball three. Three and one. Three balls and one strike. Batter is boss heavy. Now, Carnegie starts his motion. Here it comes. A ball strike, three and two. Three balls, two strikes on point. Three and two. And foul tip, dropped by Gabby Hyndman. Gabby couldn't hold that one. And Frankie Cross said he gets the line. Down on Frank, it's 3-2. Three and two. Three balls, two strikes. Cross Eddie strikes out. Cross Eddie batting for Hara, strikes out. One man gone, the first tonight. Luke Gaffney, batting.
There's the grounder. Now Herman a second. Billy goes to first and gets Luke. Herman a second. Throws out Appling at first. 2 minutes gone. The first half of the ninth inning. Johnny Gamerson batting. Johnny Gamerson has made one single and he's got twice. Yellow time up. Charlie slide out. And here comes. Two low, ball one. One nothing, one ball. Ball strike on Garinger, one and one. One ball and one strike. One and one. Wanagi starts the motion. And here it comes. Outside, ball two, two and one. Two and one. And a foul over the rip, and the count is two and two. Two balls, two strikes. They got up, Gallagher, two and two. Why don't you take the swing of time on this next one?
There they hit in the left field by Gallagher. Let's see how many bases he does put up. He's on his way to second, and he's in there, 42 bagger.
One and one. base. Now, Sam, while I figure up the runs, hits, and errors, I'm going to send you over to Linus Travis on the field. Take it away, Linus.
The manager of the winning club this afternoon in Charlie, I want you to say a word to the radio audience.
Hello, radio audience. It's a great ball game. We're very happy over our victory. All the boys hustle. They're a great gang, and believe me, they're a happy bunch, too.
That's a swell game. Nice, Busy Dean. Here's Busy Dean here who wants to say a word, Sam.
Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be here, and glad that the National League won. And I'm thankful from now on the National League will go places on the All-Star game. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And here is Rip Collins.
Well, Woodward, I'm a little excited right now. I don't know just what's going on. I'm glad to
be one of them. Here's that Charlie Grimm, and here's Joe McCarty, the manager of the Americans.
Folks, it was a great game. Sorry to lose, but I want to congratulate Charlie Grimm and the National League. It was a wonderful game and a great day and a wonderful crowd.
Thank you very much. And I want the governor of the Commonwealth to stand here to say just a word. Governor Charlie of Massachusetts.
One of the largest crowds you've ever had in the history of baseball in Boston, and one of the best games ever played.
Thank you very much. The boys have had their way all back to the dressing room. We've got we had first down the head, Charlie Grimm, who said his first word after winning this afternoon. And also, we were followed immediately by Joe McCarty, the manager of the American Leaguers in the All-Star Game, and then His Excellency, the governor of Massachusetts. And all of the field has been cleared now. The players who have quickly made their way back to their dressing room. I want to turn the microphone back now to Fred Hoy, who will give you the run, hits, and runs, hits, and errors. Here you are, Fred.
Here you are, fans. Very close. Four runs, eight hits, no errors. Americans, three runs, seven hits, and one error. This is Fred Hoy speaking. Goodbye, everybody. This is the Yankee Network and the YouTube Broadcasting System. This is...